You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 168. And today, I want to cover three reasons why the podcast interviews you're working so hard on are not attracting your ideal clients. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. And today I want to talk about something that is super critical if you're out there doing podcast interviews, online shows, being a guest on other people's platforms. If you are making these three really common mistakes, chances are you're not attracting clients and you're hearing crickets instead. And this is one of those things where until you know what you don't know, you're going to keep making this mistake. Now, at this point in my journey, I've been on probably over 550 shows and podcasts over the years, and I've interviewed at least that many people. And I can tell very quickly when someone has what I call magnetic messaging and when they're winging it. And today, I have 17 common mistakes, and I'll tell you how to get your hands on all 17 of those in a minute. But I want to talk about three that I think pretty much everybody makes at some point, and a couple things you could do immediately to turn those interviews into ideal client magnets. So you're filling your programs, you're attracting ideal clients, you're getting sales, and this marketing platform actually becomes one of your best performing marketing activities. Now, I don't know about you, but if you are doing lots of podcast interviews and you are out there getting on other people's shows, like it's a lot of work. It's even though it's quote unquote a free marketing strategy, you still have your time involved. You're probably, you may be spending money to have someone else book you on shows. You may have a publicist. You may have an assistant helping coordinate all of it. But at a bare minimum, this is your time, my friend. Your time is valuable. So there's some little things you need to be aware of. And you can get all 17 of the mistakes that people make that are costing leads and clients over at getmagneticmessaging.com/report. I will put this in the show notes as well if you're scrambling for a pen and you want some help being able to identify and correct these mistakes. Now, when I'm working with my clients in the Get Magnetic Messaging program, when I'm working with them in my mastermind, you know, I can spot these really quickly and I can help course correct. But if you're kind of out there doing your thing and you're not working with a coach, you're not in a mastermind, these may be in your blind spot. And here's why I think this is so important to be talking about right now. Podcasting is literally growing as one of the fastest platforms out there right now. There's some statistics that said in 2018, there were 550,000 podcasts. Yes, thousands of podcasts. And in 2019, there was 850,000. That's a huge leap. And I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. And hosting a podcast is a great authority positioning platform. It's a really powerful way to position your influence in your industry. But guesting on shows is a great way to get visibility because guess what? All those podcast hosts, they need content. Most of them are doing interviews. Some of them do solo shows. I mix it up here like this one today. But all of these podcasts need content. So guess what? They need you. You're an expert. You're a leader. You have a body of work that you're excited to share with other people. This is a great platform. And the whole point is to get people to move from that podcast and list as a listener and someone in that community and get them on your list actively wanting more, right? So what goes awry? Well, one thing in particular, and I see people all the way from big name, really huge gurus and experts all the way down to the novice, someone who's a little bit newer, I can tell when someone is winging it and they did not show up with a organized set of talking points. They don't really know what they're doing in terms of being able to invite someone to take a next step with them. And they're like, oh, another podcast interview. Like, I'll just show up and, you know, see what comes out, right? No. If you're doing that, chances are it's because you don't really know how to structure it, or you're doing too many things and you're not really putting the time and attention into cultivating your podcast interviews so that they become a powerful magnet. And look, you would not show up on the news in a prime spot where you're going to get a few questions thrown at you and wing it. You would prepare, right? Please tell me you would prepare, because that's a really coveted spot. Podcasting is just a form of media. And if you wouldn't wing it on TV, you should not be winging it on a podcast. I don't care how good you are, how well you know your stuff. You're leaving money and prospects on the table when you don't have a plan. So if that's you, one of the things that you want to start thinking about is, how do you reverse engineer the right questions, the right answers, the right talking points, so that you're like magnetizing people into wanting to know more? And another thing around that thought, that principle, if you will, is that some people, they do have a really compelling topic already. Like you're in a position in your industry where you kind of grabbed onto something super exciting, super interesting, super needed by your ideal clients. And so you may not necessarily have to do as much work around this, but if you haven't got that and you have something that people need, but not necessarily the thing they think they want, you can craft that kind of energy by how you structure your questions and your answers that you guide a podcast host through. Because a lot of podcast hosts, they want you to feed them a few questions. And if you're not giving them great questions, guess what? You're not going to show up and deliver great answers. So that's a big one. A second one, and this one's huge, is you're not using showstoppers. Showstoppers are my little catchphrase for things that you say that make people lean in and want to hear more. So it could be a formula, it could be a particular branded phrase you use, it could be a system that you teach. And everybody has one inside of them, but most people don't think that way. They're you know, especially the more creative and the more passion-driven you are, it just seems like a lot of times you're in your heart, or you're kind of letting whatever comes through come through. And I love that about you. And it's causing people to maybe get lost. And I truly believe that if we can find these really fun ways to showcase our best work, what happens is when somebody hears there's a formula or they hear a catchphrase over and over and over again, they tend to remember you longer and they attach you to the solution, especially if they're not looking for that solution now, but they are later, or someone goes, hey, I'm looking for so-and-so. They're like, oh my gosh, I remembered this person. I heard them talk about it. Showstoppers are a way of stopping the trance that someone's in as they're listening and activating a, oh my gosh, I need to back up and listen to that. That's a showstopper. Now, it's funny, I've introduced this to my Amplify Mastermind members, and a lot of them were like, Melanie, like, how do I find this formula? And so that's a little bit of a custom thing. You've got to work with that a little bit, and somebody needs to understand your methodology to help extract that. If you don't know what one of those are, think of something that you tend to say over and over and over again naturally. How could you juice that up a little bit and turn it into a catchphrase that someone can't wait to learn more about? Okay, so that's an easy way to grab onto that. I've got a lot of other strategies I teach in the Get Magnetic Messaging program, but for the sake of right now, just try that out and see how it lands. The third one I want to talk about is your delivery. So the delivery is something that people don't always really master. And it may be because they're a rambling rose. They're rambling all over the place and just stream of consciousness. Or they are got a lot of nerves. So maybe they are nervous and you're talking to someone who's a really big name and the nerves are up, or you're in your head too much, right? There's a lot of different reasons why this comes up. But if you're all over the place and you don't have a really compelling energy when you're on that interview, it's really easy people to get bored when they're listening and click away. So the good and the bad about podcasting is accessible on almost every device on the planet, right? Like you can have a smart speaker in your house, you can have it on your phone, you can listen via a computer, but people are easily distracted in those environments, right? So it's easy for them to go, I'm not getting it, and click away. So you want to have memorable delivery. You want to have a way to keep people engaged and connected. And there's quite a few tricks that you can use around that. But you have to understand your audience and what's compelling to them. And I'm just going to throw in a bonus mistake and also a little plea for you to really work this out, especially if you're pitching to get on my show. And I know there's a lot of people listening to this today who are going to an event in the not too distant future to pitch me to get on my podcast. And if you don't know what you're inviting people to do from that interview, then chances are you're not going to have a really great ask and you're not going to get a really great result. And just sending people to your website, that's like throwing dollars in a pond, right? It's like you're not actually structuring that invitation in a way that's compelling and exciting. And a lot of people show up on my podcast and they say, here's my gift, but their talk has nothing to do with it. This is a really simple fix. And you do want to be strategic about it. So think about, like, what do you want somebody to do and structure a topic and a talk to deliver that? All right, so now I've given you four costly mistakes and some great tips. I want to hear, what do you want to do with podcasting this year? Do you want to get on more podcasts? Do you see that you're making maybe some mistakes because you haven't really had the training and or the support to take your game to the next level? Hey, we all do it. I made thousands of mistakes. My clients made lots of mistakes. Practice is going to help you get it better, but you don't want to practice the wrong strategy. You want to practice the right strategy. So I hope you will grab my 17 mistakes that you're making in your interviews that are costing you leads and clients at getmagneticmessaging.com/report. And I'll just tell you, we're super excited to bring something out to our community to help heart-based, passion-driven experts and authorities and people who really want to tap into the power of podcasting. And if you want to be the first to know about it, make sure you grab the report and let us know you want to be on the early notification list, and we'll keep you in the loop when we open the doors to a very powerful way to help get you ready to not just nail those podcast interviews, but attract, become like a beacon of powerful light to attract your best clients and fill your list with people eager to learn more from you. All right, jump on over into the Amplify Your Success community. Tell me today, what is it that you want to set as a goal? Do you want to get on more interviews? Do you want to get better at delivering interviews? Do you need help crafting the right magnetic messaging? Tell us what's up for you. I can't wait to hear what you do with today's tip. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.